With respect to the Sudans, the thing that Colin Powell will be most remembered for is the testimony that he gave to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in which he called the violence in Darfur genocide. You know, that was the first time that that word had been used in that conflict. And it really became a rallying cry around the world, and certainly within U.S. activist communities. And you saw the United States get, you know, even deeper involved in the conflict there. So it was really his decision to make, and he made it in the affirmative. And I think that that did a lot to blunt some of the criticism that the Bush administration had been taking at that time over, you know, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and was a very much of a principled stand, I think.
Yes, and of course he did that before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee back in September 2004. What impact do you think that had in terms of the humanitarian response in Darfur, but also in terms of addressing the atrocities that were being committed under the government of Omar al-Bashir?
Well, I think that, you know, in retrospect, it was an effort, I think, to really shine a light on the conflict there and to try to rally international support for a more organized and sustained response to the violence there. And so, you know, ultimately, I don't think it particularly succeeded because you saw the violence continue to get worse and worse for several years. And even today, the situation in Darfur is not fully resolved. And so, you know, it was an effort, certainly, I think, by the administration and by Colin Powell in particular, to acknowledge the nature of the crime being committed. But also, I think it was a recognition of the fact that even in the face of such abhorrent crimes, the United States has only limited leverage in bringing them to an end. And we're seeing that in places like Tigray today, where you have horrific human rights violations bordering on genocide and an inability to fundamentally shape the outcome in that conflict.
Powell was, of course, the 65th United States Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005. And that was an interesting time in Sudan for another reason. Big events were happening, mainly the lead up to the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which ended Sudan's longest civil war, and Africa's longest civil war, actually. What role did he play in that process and in those events in terms of his involvement?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that he was there to oversee the appointment of the very first special envoy to Sudan, Senator John Danforth, who, you know, began the effort of getting the United States much more deeply and personally involved in the politics of Sudan. Senator Danforth made a number of trips to Sudan and recommended to Secretary Powell that that the United States had a positive role to play in trying to bring peace to Sudan. And so from those recommendations, you saw the creation of a Sudan office in the State Department under Colin Powell. You saw his personal involvement in the negotiations, culminating in the 2005 signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in Nairobi, which Colin Powell traveled to and bore witness to as a guarantor of that. And so I think that, you know, for as much as certainly that period of the Bush administration is known for sort of war making in the world, I think that Colin Powell reflects that there was a very, very strong peacemaking element within certainly his State Department at the time. And I think he took a great deal of pride in the efforts of the administration to try to bring about a peace to Sudan's longest running civil war.
And of course, he had impact on the continent beyond the Sudan, South Sudan region. So what other relevant impact can you think of that the late U.S. Secretary of State had in the region or on the continent at large?
his legacy as a peacemaker in Africa is often overlooked. But when you look at what happened with the Bush administration, when they came into office, there were civil wars going on in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in Congo, in Angola, and in Sudan. And at, by the end of that first term in government, all of those civil wars had some kind of peace agreement. That wasn't by accident. That came as a result of very dedicated U.S. and international diplomacy, which Colin Powell led and supported. And so I do think that, on the African continent, Colin Powell reflected, I think, the best of U.S. diplomacy and the use of U.S. power and influence to make peace. I think that's often overshadowed by his Iraq War testimony and some of the misadventures of the first term of the Bush administration. But Africans don't forget that. And Africans know that he was essential in dispatching warships to the coast of Liberia to get Charles Taylor to leave the country and to deploy U.S. Marines and international peacekeepers to Liberia. People forget that history, but it was very much a part of who Colin Powell was, I think, not just as a military leader, but as a statesman and diplomat.